Boy, you and me, no future.
Once some things are said...
Do you remember what it's like to work a 60-hour week?
You can't take them back.
You are never going to get somebody who cares as much about finding Deirdre as I do.
You shot yourself?
Pretty lame, huh?
The damage is already done.
Mom!
You're not taking her away from me.
Get out!
I needed you to see something. They said they stole it from Mike's garage.
Is that blood?
Bree Vandekamp believed in old-fashioned values. Things like respect for God. The importance of family. And love of country. In fact, Bree believed so strongly in her values, it was always a shock whenever she was confronted with those who didn't.
It's not mine.
You promised the cheating had stopped, Rex. You promised.
Could we not yell at each other? I'm feeling really lousy today.
I want you out of the house.
Bree, look at me. It's not mine.
Well, then, whose is it? It didn't just magically appear in my laundry basket.
Well, I'm not the only guy in this house that uses that hamper.
No.
Sorry.
Andrew is still a child.
He's 16. It's not unheard of.
Honey, you have to talk to him.
And tell him what?
Tell him that we found his condom and that he is forbidden from, you know...
I can absolutely tell him that we think he's too young, but I don't think it's going to do any good.
Well, then the least we can do is go search his room, and if we find any more of these, we'll confiscate them.
And that will accomplish what?
Well, if we take away his condoms, maybe...
He's a teenage boy. We could take away his penis. He'd still try to have sex.
Well, we can't put it back in his room. I mean, that would be like we're condoning him having premarital sex.
Bree, let me put this another way. Do you want to become a grandmother?
Yes, Bree believed in old-fashioned values. But she also believed it was better to be safe than sorry. Suburbia brings with it a new set of lies. Little white lies, told not to hurt.
Morning, Mrs. Special. You look lovely today.
But to make life more pleasant. They tell these lies to protect themselves and their reputations.
Oh, for God's sake, this is unbelievable.
It's the last time I do my banking online.
Of course, every now and then, the day arrives when someone finally decides to tell the truth.
He was shot? How could you not tell us about this?
He was embarrassed. He said it was an accident.
Oh, don't look at me like that. Accidents happen.
We know that you want to trust Mike, but he had a dead woman's jewelry in his garage.
Now, did he? We don't know that for sure. All we know is that Lynette's kids turned up with it.
So what are you saying, that the twins murdered Martha? Well, I wouldn't put it past them.
I'm saying that that is about as likely as Mike having done it. He's a good guy. I know him. I mean, he's Mike.
Honestly, I don't think Mike did it either. But if we don't call, we're guilty of withholding evidence.
Well, you know what? If he is innocent, this should be a simple matter to clear up.
But... we will do whatever you want us to do.
Okay, call.
So shall I just dial 911?
Well, it's not really an emergency.
It was a murder.
Well, not recently, and I prefer not to tie up the line.
Will you just call?
Hey.
My mom will be home any minute. She'll freak if she sees you here.
Oh, I just wanted to deliver this personally. I'm having a party.
You know she doesn't want us to see each other.
Well, you gotta come. You're the reason I'm doing this.
I'll try to talk to my mom, okay? But you really gotta go.
Hey, Mrs. Solis.
I'm sorry, do I know you?
Yeah, I'm Justin, John's roommate. Been waiting forever for you to show up.
Really? Why?
I want to do you a favor.
What kind of favor?
Well, John says that you can't exactly afford a gardener right now. And I told him I'd be happy to do it. For free.
You want to mow my lawn for free?
Mow your lawn, water your flowers, trim your bushes. I could do everything John did for you.
That's very generous of you, but I don't think so.
Why?
Because my husband is home quite a lot these days. If any bush needs trimming, he takes care of it.
Well, this is a very beautiful yard. I'm sure it could use a little extra attention.
I'm flattered, but no thank you.
Mrs. Solis, please.
Did I mention why my husband's home a lot? He's under house arrest.
Oh?
He has a lot of anger toward the government right now. And he's just dying to find someone to take it out on.
Hey, guys. This isn't a hockey rink. Can you take it outside?
How was your day?
Come on.
I didn't get the VP gig.
Oh, Tom, I'm so sorry.
That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I'm Peterson's go-to guy, so how does Tim Dugan, the biggest blowhard in the office, get promoted to vice president over me?
I thought you liked Tim Dugan.
I do. I really wanted that promotion. Hey, boys, can you please take the Stanley Cup Finals outside?
Well, did you tell Mr. Peterson that you wanted the job?
I have worked at that firm for 8.5 years. Dugan's been there for less than 2. I am not going to beg.
I'm not saying to beg. You just have to step up from time to time. You have to see your opportunity and take it. Nobody respects a shrinking violet.
There is more than one, you know, leadership style. Mine is quiet, but effective.
Take that racket outside! Well, whatever works for you.
Susan!
Hey, sexy, where you been? I called you twice. You avoiding me?
Don't be silly. Why would I do that? No, I've just been really busy grocery shopping.
For 2 days? Must be pretty well stocked.
How about dinner?
Dinner tonight,
You okay?
Up against the car.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you do say can be used against you in court. You have the right to consult an attorney. If you do not appoint an attorney, one will be appointed to you.
So get this. Zach Young's throwing a pool party Saturday night. He sent out a bunch of formal invitations, complete with fancy lettering.
I'm surprised you didn't spritz them with aftershave.
What is wrong with nice invitations?
Mom, it's a pool party.
Why couldn't he have just passed out flyers in the quad?
Because he's genetically incapable of being cool.
So, are you going?
Maybe. I mean, Lisa and Justin, some of the guys thought it'd be fun to swim. We can always bail if it's as lame as we think it's going to be.
Oh, is Lisa your friend with the pierced navel?
Yeah.
You've been spending a lot of time together lately, haven't you?
I guess.
Oh, Andrew, I'm going to want you home by 11 on Saturday.
11? Mom, it's not even a school night.
Bree, a curfew isn't going to do any good.
You may be able to abdicate all your parental responsibility, but I cannot.
What's going on here? Would this have to do with the condom you left in my room?
As a matter of fact, it does. And just so we're clear, if you get Lisa pregnant, you will marry her. Andrew, this is not funny.
Mom, trust me, this is very funny. Mostly because the condom wasn't mine.
You suck, you know that?
So obviously we need to talk.
I'm still a virgin, if that's what you want to know.
Well, good. But why on earth would you need a condom?
Because I'm planning on having sex and I don't want to get pregnant.
Danielle, you are president of the Abstinence Club.
I wasn't planning on running for a second term.
Well, who are you planning on having sex with?
John.
John Roland? I thought you broke up with him.
No, he broke up with me. And you want to know why? Because I wouldn't do it.
Well, if that's the type of boy he is, then good riddance.
Mom, every boy at my school is that type of boy. Besides, it's different with John. I love him.
Oh, sweetheart. Just because you give a boy sex doesn't mean you'll get love in return.
So maybe I'm being stupid. What's the big deal? It's just sex.
Honey, I am looking out for your happiness. Now, I understand what it's like to be young and feel urges, but I waited until I got married, as did your father, and it was so much better.
But Daddy ended up cheating on you.
Yes.
Well, and ever since he moved back in, you've been miserable.
Why would you say that?
The walls between our bedrooms are paper thin. I hear more stuff than I probably should.
Oh.
Look, Mom, I love you a lot, but you really are the last person to ever give anyone advice about sex and happiness.
Have you seen these? 5 more past due notices.
Don't worry, I'm handling it.
How? How are you handling
this? Can I please finish my sandwich?
Have you seen our checking account lately? We're broke. And then we have the mortgage payment coming up. We have property taxes.
Gabby, it's going to be okay.
No, it's not. We are seriously screwed. And I am freaking out that you're not freaking out.
Look, things will turn around.
When?
I don't know when. But we're lucky people, and we'll be lucky again.
What is that?
It's the lawnmower. We got a new gardener today. It's not going to cost us a cent. The kid's a friend of John's.
Carlos.
And he said that he'd do the lawn for free. Can you believe it? We are lucky people.
Dugan, you're up, baby!
Got it.
Yeah, Dugan!
All right. Hey, guys. Good to see you.
Hey. Don't look so glum. You're going to get a hit.
Oh, it's not that. This is my hating Tim Dugan look.
Dugan connects. Look at that job-stealing bastard grunt. Dugan is really showing some of that glory-hounding, ass-kissing hustle that he is so well-known for.
I forgot how much fun you are when you're bitter.
Oh, look, he's stretching for extra bases, just like he's stretched for extra territory, screwing over unsung utility player Tom Scott. Oh, down goes Dugan. Dugan goes down. That's gotta hurt. Well, Glory Hound is tagged out, and, well, he's gonna have to deal with some tough dirt stains on Tim Dugan.
Tom.
Oh, no, look, I'm sure he's just grandstanding.
Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
It's only a pool party. Everyone's going to be there.
I said no.
What are you going to do? Keep a boy free zone around me until I'm 18?
You can see boys in a couple of years, just not that boy.
Why do you hate Zach?
I don't hate Zach. I just think he's sort of crazy.
Mom, I've heard people call you sort of crazy.
Well, I'm adorable crazy, and he's rampage crazy.
Susan Meyer?
Yeah.
I'm Detective Copeland. I'm investigating the murder of Martha Huber. I need to talk to you about Mike Delfino. Do you remember seeing Mr. Delfino on the 7th of last month?
Is the 7th important?
Well, we believe it was the night that Martha Huber was murdered. She was last seen at the grocery store around 9, and then she didn't show for a dentist appointment the next morning.
What day was that?
It was a Sunday.
Oh. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes, yes. Yes, I was with Mike that night.
You're sure?
Yes, I was. Yep, it was a big night for us relationship-wise. It was the first time that we...
The first time you...
Did it. The first time they did it.
Julie?
Well, it was.
How did you know?
I'm not clueless. I found men's boxers in the clothes hamper.
Oh, don't write that down. No, but this is good. You can let Mike go. He's innocent.
Well, assuming everything you're telling me is true.
It's true. The next morning, she made pancakes in the shape of little hearts. Seriously, little hearts.
Oh, God. Justin. What are you doing up here?
I finished the hedges. Is there anything else Mr. Solis wants done?
I don't know. He's not here. He had a meeting with his lawyer.
So I guess that means we're all alone?
No, that means I'm all alone. You're leaving.
I'm not in a hurry. Come on, maybe we could hang out for a little while.
I don't think so.
Come on. If you just got to know me, you'd see I can be lots of fun. All my friends say so.
Well, I'm not interested in becoming one of your friends. Get out of my bedroom.
Come on, Mrs. Solis, be nice. You shouldn't have done that.
Do you know how easy it would be for me to call my husband and tell him what you just tried to do?
Not as easy as it would be for me to tell him what happened between you and John. I'm sorry, Mrs. Solis. But you're going to have to be nice to me. At least once.
Yeah, I'm a little bit embarrassed. I must be the talk of the neighborhood.
No, not really, no. So guess what? I'm your alibi. I told the police that we were together the night that Mrs. Huber was killed and that I could never forget that night.
So you don't think I killed Mrs. Huber?
No, of course not. I could never think you killed anybody, even if I wasn't your alibi, which I am.
Okay, I'm going to go take a shower. Jail's kind of gross. I'll call you later, okay?
Sure. When?
Later. All right, I've just got some stuff I got to take care of, okay?
Okay.
Mrs. Vandekamp.
Hello, John. I'm sorry to drop by on you unannounced. Do you have a moment?
Sure. So... What can I do for you?
Well, I'll tell you. My daughter is planning on giving you her virginity, and I would consider it a personal favor if you wouldn't take it.
Hey!
Hey! So what's the word on Tim?
He came through the triple bypass with flying colors.
Thank God.
Of course, it's not all coming up roses. He's not going to be able to come back to work for four and a half months.
Oh. What?
Company still needs to expand, so I figure they need a fit, heart-smart guy like me to step up, take the ball.
You're going after Tim Dugan's promotion?
No. I already got it. You should have seen me. I walked straight into Peterson's office, and I told him that he would be a fool to hold Dugan's promotion.
You called your boss a fool?
I did. That was risky in retrospect, but you know what? Still, he gave me the job. Me, it's me. I'm the man. I got the whole West Coast.
Oh, my... What? The whole West Coast? I thought you were going after an in-house position.
No. I'm setting up new offices from Seattle to L.A. I told you that.
No. No, you didn't.
Okay. Well, so it's going to be a little bit more travel, but...
More travel?
Tom, you're barely here half the time as it is, and now you're going to have, what, twice the workload?
Honey, please, don't ruin this.
I'm sorry, but you should have consulted with me.
I did. She told me to stop being a shrinking violet and to step up.
I thought this was an in-house position.
Okay, I'm going to go shower.
Look, wait. I know what this means to you.
No, you don't. No, you don't. I am 41 years old. If I don't make vice president now, it's never going to happen. This is my career. It's important to me.
So is mine. But I'm here, aren't I?
I'm going to take the job.
She said that you broke up with her because she refused to have sex.
Wow. Okay, here's the deal. I said that, but it was just an excuse. And the truth is, I wasn't that into her.
Really?
And she was always so proud of never having done it, I figured, hey, this is my way out.
Well, she feels very passionately about you.
Well, don't get me wrong. She's nice. But the truth is, there's someone else.
Oh. Are you going steady?
Not exactly. We were seeing each other pretty regularly, but this other lady, girl, she sort of dumped me.
Oh, I see.
Well, look, I'll talk to Danielle, and don't worry. I'll let her down gently.
Actually, I would prefer if you didn't.
Huh?
I know my daughter. She's very determined. And unless you're really firm with her, she's going to continue to think that there's hope.
Okay. I'll be firm.
Better still, be brutal.
Decided to indulge your sweet tooth, huh?
I'll be dead inside a year. I got bigger things to worry about than my waistline. So, who's the woman they think you killed?
Martha Huber, local busybody. I thought her murder was random.
Nothing random about her jewelry ending up in your garage. Did you kill her?
No. Whoever set me up did a good job, though. The cops are all over me.
You're getting close to something.
Well, if I am close, I don't see it.
What I'm saying is, people leave trails. One of those trails will lead to Deirdre. Whoever set you up must know that.
Yeah, well, maybe. But it won't be much good to you locked up.
I'm rich, Mike. One of the best things about being rich is the security of knowing you can buy your way out of any problem. I'm not taking my money to the grave. I'm going to use it to save your ass.
Elise.
Hello, Justin.
Hey, what are you doing here?
I am here to talk to your roommate.
John? I didn't think you guys talked anymore.
Well, now we have something to talk about. You.
Me?
Yes. I'm going to tell him how you're trying to blackmail me into sleeping with you. I wonder how he'll react.
Mrs. Elise.
You think he'll get violent?
You can't talk to John about that.
Oh, I can. And I will, you little worthless piece of crap.
Listen, Mrs. Elise, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I didn't want to blackmail you.
Then why did you?
I really needed to sleep with you.
Why?
Because... I think I might be gay. What's up?
Oh, we went out for burgers and the boys knew you wouldn't be home till after bedtime. And so we decided to pop in and visit the new VP.
Yeah, well, check it out. I finally got an office with a window. Huh?
Yeah, it's all about the window.
Hey, guys. Hey, who wants chair rides? Come on, out this way. Here we go.
Here we go, guys. Ready?
Checking out the new executive digs.
Oh, you know it.
Can I tell you a little secret?
Sure.
Dan wanted to hold the promotion over for Tim Dugan. And I'm the one that convinced him to give it to Tom.
Really?
Uh-huh. Tom is such a workhorse, and he wanted it so badly.
Yeah, he certainly did.
What is wrong? Aren't you happy about this promotion?
Lynette realized it was in her best interest to lie to the boss's wife.
Well, it's great. Obviously. Thank you.
Provided she wasn't too convincing.
Of course, I mean, I will miss him, being gone all the time. He'll be bringing in more money, but he is going to miss the birthdays, baseball games, first steps. That's a trade-off, right? I just hope one day Tom doesn't look back and regret being gone so much. Oh, I better get out there before they break something.
Of course, I will see you soon.
Okay.
So, have you been acting on these feelings?
I got a buddy. We get together, mess around. But it's no big deal. Just lately I've been starting to, like, care about him, and I don't know how to handle it.
Wow.
Yeah, and I thought if I sleep with somebody like you, I'll know for sure, and I can stop freaking out about this.
Yeah, but why me? You're a good-looking kid. Why don't you test drive someone your own age?
Girls talk. If I start something with somebody and it doesn't work out, everybody at school will find out. And I figured I could trust you because you have a husband and all.
Well, I guess that makes sense in a weird sort of way.
You know, my buddy and I, we've been messing around for quite a while, and this whole time I just kept telling myself that it didn't really mean anything, you know? I guess I've just been kidding myself, huh?
We're all in denial about something. But you're finally facing the truth, and I think that's sort of brave.
Thanks.
I should probably go.
Just so you know, I never would have told Mr. Solis about you and John. I may be gay, but I'm not a jerk.
Feel anything?
Not really.
Definitely gay.
Hi.
Hi. I'm sorry to bother you and I, Miss Meyer, but I was hoping that maybe you could come down the station with me just to answer a few more questions.
Now? Well, I'm sorry. My daughter and I were going to go see a movie tonight.
Mom, we can do it another night. I'll be fine.
Let me get my purse.
Great.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm sure I won't be late.
Okay.
Bye.
You said that Mike came to your house around 10 p.m. on the night of the 7th.
Am I supposed to talk into the camera?
No, no.
Just talk to me.
Okay. Yes. He came over around 10 o'clock.
Do you know of any tension between Mike and Martha Hoover?
No.
Were you aware that Mike was shot recently?
Yes, on Valentine's Day.
And do you know how that came about?
He dropped his gun, cleaning it.
Miss Meyer, with all due respect, I've been working around guns for years.
I've never seen one discharge when it hits the ground. Someone has to pull the trigger.
Well, I wouldn't know about that.
Were you aware there was a home invasion three blocks from you on Pine Avenue day before Valentine's?
No.
The intruder was shot in the stomach. Where was Mike's wound?
The stomach.
Do you love him?
What? What does that have to do with...
It's just sometimes people do stupid things when they're in love. I should know I've been married four times. Tell me the truth. He wasn't with you that night, was he? He asked you to lie for him, didn't he?
No, he didn't. He was with me, and Mike wouldn't kill anybody. I'm sure of that.
Mike Delfino, convicted 1987, did 5.5 years for drug trafficking and manslaughter.
You want a coffee? I'm gonna go for coffee.
So is she covering for her guy?
No, she's just a sucker.
I guess no one's in the pool yet. Are you gonna swim?
Please, I just spent like an hour blowing out my hair. I'll see you later, okay?
Okay.
Hey, I've got a surprise for you. Want to go somewhere and talk?
Yeah, we should talk.
Hi, you made it.
Andrew's here. I didn't think he'd come.
Yeah, he brought a lot of friends. They're acting like total jerks. Where's the media? I don't care. You're here now. This is going to be great.
Come on, man. Let's go. Danielle!
Don't touch me!
Hope you can
swim. Come on. Whoa. Hey, what?
Can you possibly take it easy?
It's cool, man. Look. Floats. Alright, it's a flex. It's a party. You're the main party animal, right? Am I right?
I guess.
Alright. Well, then act like it. Come on, give me a hand. Come on, you're the host. Revel in it. Give me a help. Ow! Ow, ow, ow! Ooh! There you go.
You okay?
Oh, what do I care? It's nothing. I could take care of him if I wanted to.
What do you mean?
I know where my mom kept her gun.
That's not funny, Zach.
Well, if you think about it, yeah, it kind of is. Julie!
Danielle, are you okay?
I just want to go home. Can we go?
Sure.
Julie.
I'm taking Danielle home.
Are you coming back?
I don't think so.
So how was the PTA meeting?
Long.
So Peterson called me to his office today.
Really?
Yeah, he changed his mind. He's gonna hold that promotion for Dugan.
Oh.
Yeah, it's fine. You know, I'm glad, really. I don't want to work all those long hours, and you know how I hate flying. It just does, you know, horrible things to my back. And God, with all that extra stress, I would have ended up exactly like Tim Dugan 10 years from now, so.
Yeah, of course.
So it's over.
Look, you're going to make vice president one of these days.
You know, it's okay. Honest. I am really glad that it worked out this way.
And humiliating and shocking.
Susan.
How could you? God, Susan, do you trust me? Yes, of course I do. Oh, I'm such an idiot. And you're such a liar. Oh, and apparently a killer and a drug dealer. That's just quite a personal ad you've got going there.
Susan, I came to Wisteria Lane.
Stop, Mike. Just stop. If you keep talking, you're going to work your way into my heart. And I just don't want you anywhere near my heart. Ever. Julie? Mommy needs a hug. Julie?
Pretty dead in there.
Julie Alexandra Meyer. Oh, Julie. Zach, this is ridiculous. You can't hold your breath forever. Oh. Oh, you might as well just stay under there and never come up for air, because when you do, I'm going to choke you living. Is my daughter under there? Oh.
I'm not gay.
Oh. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just gonna leave those right there. Oh. Fine. It's good. You just, you know.
Are you crazy?
Carlos, we can't afford to live here anymore.
But if our lawyer gets the Justice Department to unfreeze the bank accounts,
then what? Huh? Finish the sentence, Carlos. We have tons of legal bills. You've lost all your clients, and even with our savings, we're screwed.
But it's our house.
Honey, I know. I love this place, too. It's just, I think it's time for us to face the music.
I thought I'd be poor at this stage of my life.
You know, Carlos, I've been broke a lot of times in my life. But I've never been poor. Because poor is just a state of mind. And right now, you and I are just...
without funds?
Exactly.
I guess we could get an apartment and start over.
Who knows? It might even be fun.
And once we're back on our feet, I'm gonna ask as big as this one.
Bigger.
This dog for her birthday, straight from the pound. Cheapest gift I've ever gotten her, and she loves it, so I'm a genius, right? Then I find out it's got this weird blood disease. Now I'm laying out $600 a month for doggy medicine for this month. I'm a genius, right?
Now, don't be cynical. Get something nice. Made your wife happy? Now, let's talk about what's going to make you happy.
Yes, each new day in suburbia brings with it a new set of lies. The worst are the ones we tell ourselves before we fall asleep. We whisper them in the dark, telling ourselves we're happy. Or that he's happy. That we can change. Or that he will change his mind. We persuade ourselves we can live with our sins. Or that we can live without him. Each night before we fall asleep, we lie to ourselves in a desperate, desperate hope that come morning, it will all be true.